This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The Derby Fire north of I-70 outside the town of Dotsero is now more than 2,600 acres with no containment. Evacuations remain in place for homes nearest the fire, and portions of the White River National Forest are closed in Eagle and Garfield counties. The state has issued an air quality advisory for surrounding areas because of smoke. A community meeting will be held on Facebook Live at 6:30 this evening. President Donald Trump is once again demanding the release of former Mesa County clerk Tina Peters. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Trump said on social media Thursday morning that Peters did nothing wrong and that if she's not released, he will, quote, take harsh measures. It's unclear what those measures would be. The federal government has limited options since Peters was convicted by a jury on state charges and incarcerated last year. While Mesa County clerk, she enabled a man to get unauthorized access to her county's election equipment with passwords and copies of hard drives later posted online. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And the state on Wednesday announced big changes regarding health insurance that will impact tens of thousands of Coloradans. A pair of insurance companies, Rocky Mountain HMO and Anthem, told the state they will end multiple health insurance plans on the individual market. That means 96,000 Coloradans will need to shop for new insurance coverage. Even with the changes, all counties still have plans available on the individual market. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC at 4:06.